Our second gospel for the day from Luke, the first chapter, verses 39 through 45. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt with joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let's pray. Oh Lord, may something leap within us as we greet you this day. In your name we pray. Amen. Aren't the poinsettias lovely? I didn't say anything. Thank you, folks, for placing those. They look beautiful. We're all set for Christmas Eve, and I hope you'll all be here. We will be singing Christmas carols on Christmas Eve, and you want to be here for that. You know, some things you just know. You don't know why you know. You just feel that you know. Isn't that true? Sometimes we're wrong. Governor Romney was sure that he was going to win the election, and he had not bothered to look outside his own circle And that happens sometimes. Sometimes what we think we know, we don't really know, but sometimes you feel like you know things deep down in your bones and you're just sure that they're true. I know that my kids are grown up. I know that my kids love me. Although there were moments when you were caused to wonder how deep that love really went. I know that football is way better than baseball. Except when the Red Sox win the World Series, and you know how often that is. I know that Manhattan clam chowder is to New England clam chowder as reality TV is to reality. Amen. Finally got an amen. And I know that private citizens should not be allowed to own assault weapons or semi-automatic weapons of any kind, no matter how much money the NRA spends to bribe Congress. I mean to convince Congress otherwise. I know that Mary and Elizabeth met on that day. I know the baby leapt in Elizabeth's womb. Don't ask me how I know. I just know it's true. I know in my heart that it's true. I feel it in my bones. And after all, the Lord does work in mysterious ways, and few things in God's creation are more mysterious than the ways of pregnant women. Are there any fathers here who could testify to that fact? I know it sounds sexist, but it's true. It's true. I go so far as to say that pregnant women, mothers-to-be, are their own special breed of mystery, and I say that with great admiration. I think we men, and again this is sexist, I don't think we'll ever understand, really. I don't think we can understand what it's like to be a woman bearing a baby, and I suspect that women don't even have to give birth to understand. It is simply an understanding among women. An understanding. I don't know how much time you've spent thinking about this story of Mary heading off into the Judean wilderness. A young pregnant girl who set out and went with haste to her cousin Elizabeth in the Judean hill country. You ever thought about that? What's the rush, Mary? Don't you know that rushing around is not recommended for young mothers? Didn't your obstetrician tell you that climbing up into those hills might not be good for your baby? And what about traveling alone? That's bandit country, you know. That and worse, terrible things happen there. So why are you putting yourself and your baby at risk in this way? Why aren't you taking it easy at home? Now there's the problem, isn't it? Home is the problem, isn't it? The Bible doesn't say so, But Mary is in a spot of trouble, isn't she? When I read the story about Mary and Elizabeth, I often think about the compassion the Lord showed to the woman caught in adultery. You remember the story? The good people of that town were about to beat a woman to death with stones because they caught her committing adultery with a man. How utterly merciless people can be when their moral outrage gets the better of their good sense. Sometimes wars have been fought for less. Now, the people of Nazareth were not privy to Mary's audience with God's angel, were they? They had never borne the weight of holiness on their shoulders. They didn't understand Mary's fear and anxiety, her humility, and her acceptance of the word of the Lord. So perhaps to them, she was just one more girl who did not behave. They did not understand. And so I wonder, when I read that story of Jesus with the woman caught in adultery, I wonder if he was thinking of his mother a little bit. And by the way, this is an aside. Where was the man caught in adultery with the woman? Don't you ever wonder? Where was the man? Where was the man? Maybe he was standing in the back of the crowd with the rock in his own hand. There are no limits to human hypocrisy, are there? There are not. With haste, Mary set out to a Judean town in the hill country. I can see it. Can't you see it? You can see why? And Scripture goes on to say she was there for 3 months. Better to be with Elizabeth than in town with those who could not understand what was going on. Isaiah cried out, "Comfort, comfort ye my people." Doesn't Mary deserve comfort? And who better to comfort her than the older, wiser, pregnant Elizabeth, her cousin? The words of Rilke. Up in the high Judean hills, it was not the land, but her abundance that spread out around her. And it urged her to lay her hand on the other belly, which was heavier. And the women swayed toward each other and touched each other's garb and hair. Each, filled with her sanctified possession, had the protection of a woman friend. It seems to me that Mary needed Elizabeth as Jesus needed John. One made the path clear for the other. John proclaimed the word that Jesus was born to fulfill, and Elizabeth offered the nurture which made Mary confident to birth her baby. Jesus needed John as his mother needed Elizabeth. Mother and son made straight the way for son and mother. So, of course, Elizabeth and John greeted Mary and Jesus on the doorstep that day. What could be more obvious than the understanding between the older woman and the younger? An understanding between wisdom and innocence, mind and flesh, blood and spirit. Today, the fourth Sunday of Advent and the last Sunday before Christmas, we are invited to come to an understanding with Elizabeth and Mary, Jesus and his Father. And that, in a way, is what Christmas is, isn't it? It's an understanding between heaven and earth, humanity and God, that we are in this thing, this life together, connected, related, dependent, responsible, in love with one another. Yesterday I was in Andover with Margaret and getting ready to come back and sat down in front of the TV for a minute and the Christmas Carol was on. I watch Christmas Carol every year if I can catch it. You know, the story of the spirits come to scare the dickens out of mean old Scrooge. They're pretty scary spirits, and the scariest one is Marley, the first one. And he's expounding upon the curse that's about to come on poor old Scrooge, and he says, "Business," remember this speech, "business," cried the ghost. "Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. Charity, mercy, forbearance, and benevolence were my business. The dealings of my trade were but a drop of water in the comprehensive ocean of my business. At this time of the year, I suffer the most. Why did I walk through crowds of fellow beings with my eyes turned down and never raise them to that blessed star which led the wise men to a poor abode. Were there no poor homes to which its light would have conducted me? You get the point. We get the point. We understand. Please pray with me. O Lord, remind us that you were not born on this earth merely as a favor to us, merely so that we can give gifts to one another, or even just so that we can be with our families and enjoy the warm glow of the Christmas table. Remind us that you come into the world to save us from our sin and our misery and our failures and our lies, that you come to bring peace upon this earth, and that you love everyone. Remind us, O Lord, and please come soon. Amen.